Another September 11th in the United States, as all others since 2001, a date that marks a somber anniversary of brutality and the losses of 9/11 18 years ago, a time that still sears the nation's collective memory. AP correspondent Julie Walker has a report.
One by one, the names of the nearly 3,000 people killed in the 9/11 attacks were read by family, friends, and others, like Austin Ielpe, who was just a toddler when his father, firefighter John Ielpe, was killed.
Mom and I miss you very much every day, and we know you're watching over us. We love you a lot.
The emotional ceremony was taking place at the World Trade Center, while other solemn remembrances were being held at the Pentagon and in a field in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. At the World Trade Center, I'm Julie Walker.
At the Pentagon ceremony, U.S. President Donald Trump addressed the families of 9/11 victims on what they have endured.
For the families who join us, this is your anniversary of personal and permanent loss. It's the day that has replayed in your memory 1,000 times over, the last kiss, the last phone call, the last time hearing those precious words, I love you.
In a rare address to his nation, Cameroon's President Paul Biya said he had ordered his country's prime minister to engage in what he called an inclusive dialogue on the issues that are tearing the Central African state apart. Violence in Cameroon has killed more than 2,000 people in the troubled English-speaking regions. Biya also called on foreign nations to help him stop Cameroonians in their countries from sponsoring violence back home. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain is getting set for a general election, probably in November, as the political crisis over the country's exit from the European Union